download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J Mornings with Zan.
We're all 22 or 23. Chris and Manny are the grandpas at 23 and me, Bo and Brad are the young sprouts at 22.
And have you all been playing for a long time?
Yeah, I think we've all been sort of doing our thing for about the same time. Chris has been singing for a lot less than we've all been playing. He was actually a very accomplished drummer before he jumped into singing. He was in about five bands when we first met him. And so he was doing everything, and singing, I think, just sort of took the forefront for him at the time. You know, he'd sort of done everything he could do as a drummer, and then I guess he felt like pumping out the melodies was where he wanted to be. When we started, we kind of just sort of went, we want to play something with this feel. And it was like an angrier feel. And no, we're not that angry anymore because I think we grew out of it. But yeah, we never really had any bands that we wanted to aspire to.
Well, when I read through stuff about the closure in Moscow, of course, the two big names, which you'd be well aware of now, Assassin and the Mars Volta, being mentioned a lot. How do you sort of make it your own when there's constantly people comparing you to the sounds of others? Can you make it your own in that sense?
Yeah, I feel like it. I mean, people who do say, you know, you've got to find the similarities between, you know, like Mars Volta and us or something like that. If you go back and look back even further, look back to bands like King Crimson and Yes and that sort of thing, and then you realise that, oh, they're not that different from Mars Volta, and everything is not so much a rip-off of anything but just a natural progression and kicking back, you know, 30 years and redoing the cycle.
Just a larger family tree.
Yeah.
That progressive full sound in your music, I sort of listen to it and think, how many instruments are going on in this record? How many actually got a workout in First Temple?
Instrument-wise, we had things like piano, Rhodes, random keys and samples and that sort of thing. We had a friend come in and do double bass, trumpet, trombone. I got to use this sweet dobro guitar, which is like the old school West guitars from like 1930, which was pretty cool.
It's got a big sound, doesn't it, the dobro?
Yeah, it's really creepy. And the strings were like 20 years old as well. So it had a really interesting sound about it.
So there was no shredding going on with the dobro?
No. The dobro was there to be chilled and western-y.
Awake to the
Tell us about the writing of this album. What were you actually surrounded by? Because it is such a big sound, and I guess, you know, in terms of the lyrics as well, it's got a big sort of outlook. What were you actually looking at when you were writing First Temple?
Brad's parents have a farm out in Yarram, and we actually spent a lot of time down there just by ourselves, the little laptop, and just sort of doing demos. And that's how most of the album got written, was being down at the farm, waking up, and we didn't have TV or anything. The only sort of entertainment we had was like a four-wheeler and a buggy. So we would just be riding and hanging around nature on this gigantic farm with cows and chickens and that sort of thing. I don't know, it didn't get very much of a farm vibe, but there was just something gorgeous about every night sitting around the fire and drinking beers and not worrying about anything and, you know, sitting around the fire for hours and hours just talking.
Do you miss those wide-open spaces of Australia?
Yeah, we do. We're all getting pretty homesick right now.
Well, you guys are on the road till early September at least. When are you actually going to be coming back home to play shows in Australia?
We're probably going to be coming back home at the start of December. And we'll be doing maybe two shows in December. I can't mention what they are at the moment. And then we'll probably be doing some shows around January, February as well. but we're not sure. We haven't really got anything locked down for that.